Well, I think we've got just the right guest for Fun Friday in the studio with us right now. The Opals have qualified for the Olympics this year, which is fantastic, only in the past week or so. And Kayla George is a star, and she's wandered in, and already some tension between her and Tim Watson. Let me just tell you what happened. Good morning to you, Kayla.
Good morning.
Speak into the mic there so our audience can listen to you.
Sorry,
Tim Watson had the temerity to turn to Kayla and say, the Olympics are going to be great, but the United States are almost unbeatable. And the death stare she sent back to him was magnificent. How dare he?
I know, it was pretty ruthless. I mean, I've just got here. It was nice to meet you, mate. But nah, it's all good. I'm not offended.
Carl, I said that they're almost unbeatable.
You did.
I want to know how we beat them, though, now.
So what happens is, like, there's a round ball and you put that in the hoop more than the opposite
team,
you win.
That's it. Cop that wisp.
I need more detail.
It's very strategic, I can't tell you.
Hey, well done.
Thank you.
We sat here and watched your game against France.
And we're on the edge of our seats, we were.
Tim, yeah, I lost him for an hour during the show, and that was a little bit of a turn-up. I mean, they were pumped, obviously you had the opportunity to redeem yourself, but was it a little bit of a concern after that game?
No, it wasn't a concern. Like, we'd, you know, had a few days rest after our big travel, and France had been waiting there for, a week or so, and they've got their core group that's been together for a few years, so they're quite strong. And, you know, it wasn't panic stations, of course. We would have rather win that game, but, you know, we went over there to qualify, and we did that. So we've got a lot more preparation to do before Tokyo, so hopefully we see them again and we can pip them.
When you flew over there, because this has been a story in the past, were you up the front of the plane or did you have to sit in economy?
Good question.
Because I know the men's team, they've been flying business class, is that right?
Yeah, I actually I flew the plane over there, so Pilot George. No, we got to sit in business, which was great.
Well, that's a lot more comfortable, isn't it?
It certainly is. I get to lie flat for a little bit, so it's nice.
But we do. You do overlook those things. Like, we talk about, you know, sport when teams have to fly interstate and stuff like that. Mm. And so, they've got a terrible on-the-road record, but they've only gone in a plane for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we completely overlook the fact that, you had to fly over to the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. What, you've got a day and a half or 2 days to prepare?
Yeah, it was about 2 days.
So you'd still be feeling a little bit wonky after the flight and the preparation, all that sort of stuff?
Oh, it certainly isn't ideal, but unfortunately right now, and just with how FIBA are doing these big breaks in between our seasons, that's just kind of what we've all got to do. We're all in the same boat, so we just got to handle the adversity and just get it done because, it meant an Olympics was on the line. So, we still got the job done, but thank goodness we got to sleep on the way there.
Well, you're back now and you play for the Boomers. You've got to go to Canberra tomorrow. So back into it.
Yeah, that's it. So we fly to Canberra tomorrow for a best of three series starting Sunday, which will be on Foxtel. So
you'll be up the front of that plane?
Yeah, Pilot George all the way.
No, that's fantastic. We can't wait. We're looking forward to that. I mean, when the Olympics come around, we all become enamoured and immersed in all of the different sports. But, I mean, the Opals have been a force for a long time. So ranked number two in the world, and that will stay the case?
Hopefully. So the rankings are done over, a period of time. So going into the Olympics will be a number one seed. So there's four pools of four. We go in and with every intention of winning a medal, and obviously we know the colour that we'd like. So, that's the plan, and there's a process starting now. Already started.
Right. Let's learn about you. So we everyone knows about Lizzie Cambage, but this is part of the reason we want to expand our knowledge of the Opal. So,
can I just say before you start, your skin is looking really great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, it's glowing. You're glowing.
Do you want to talk about detoxing? Do you?
Oh, is that what you're doing? Oh, that's great.
Have you ever detoxed?
I have, yeah.
What did you do?
So I was playing in America and it was over the All-Star break.
I'm a bit taken aback at the moment.
I didn't detox in the mornings. I had my oats for breakfast because I need to be able to have energy to train. But then for the afternoon and the dinner, I just had juice and it was great.
How long
I felt
for?
Really, just for 3 days.
Oh, that's a bit soft.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to have energy to train, mate, so can't be passing out on the sidelines.
He's on a two-weeker.
Yes.
Oh, good.
That's why his skin is glowing.
Yeah. I almost need sunglasses. Holy.
Not being speechless too often, but I didn't know where you were going with that one. Fair enough. Right, now let's learn about you.
Okay.
You
got
Where'd dogs. You grow up? I just want to know, where you grew up first?
I grew up in the Adelaide Hills, Mount Barker.
Right. Yeah. I know Mount Barker, nice little country town.
It is.
Or, in fact, it's expanding.
It has
become quite a big country town. Mm-hmm. And always wanted to play basketball. How did you get into sport as a kid?
Yeah, so I was pretty long and lanky as a kid, so I started out playing a bit of skirt ball, which is netball for those followers at home. And then I got approached by a coach who just thought I could, shoot a hoop pretty well, being tall. And then from then, I just kind of decided the basketball was my jam. Thank goodness.
Right. So you just got on this basketball journey mm-hmm. and you've never hopped off at any stage, because we often hear about sports people mm-hmm. who start really young and then mm-hmm. they get to a point in their life and think, oh, no, if I don't want to go into the sport, I'm going to do something else.
Right.
It's just been a straight trajectory for you?
Yeah, pretty much. I just didn't want to do anything else with my life and I didn't let anyone else tell me otherwise. I kind of just went for it.
Can I just say something here? They are the Chemist Warehouse opals, Wisp, not just the opals. They are the Chemist Warehouse opals.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't picked up on it or got a message like I just did.
You've been a bit distracted since Kayla said you've got beautiful skin. Have a look at you.
Do you get open slather when you go into Chemist Warehouse?
No, unfortunately, but they do help us out a lot in other ways.
Of course they do. Well, we'll get Mario. We'll send you a nice little pack for you over the next couple of days.
Thank you, Mario.
And what did you think when Erin Phillips decided that she was going to come back and play AFLW?
I thought, well, give me a few years and I'll come and join you.
Did you?
Yeah, I've talked about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Erin and I are pretty close friends.
That's a bomb.
That is a bomb.
Did that surprise you? Or maybe, obviously, you would have known of her sporting background, mm-hmm. so... probably didn't surprise you that she was so good at AFL football?
No, not at all. Not at all. She's an absolute superstar. And I've played with her in Rio and at the World Cup a couple of times. So, and I've known her since I was 15. So, yeah, she's honestly just a superstar in the way she goes about her business, her work ethic. So I'm not surprised at all at the success she's had in AFL.
Are you any good at it?
My dad played. He was full forward for the Harndorf Magpies.
Harndorf is a very small country team.
Did you go out and have a kick?
I can kick. And Erin tried to teach me how to tackle and then threatened that she'd break my elbows because I opened my arms up like to give her a hug. So we've done some training there. That was in Seattle. But, look, I'll give it a crack.
Hey, you got a bit of ink?
I do. I do have a bit of ink.
What? When did you get your first tattoo?
When I was 18.
Really?
Yeah. So 12 years ago.
And when you spent 3 years over in the States playing with Phoenix
mm-hmm.
and Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where did you get more over there?
I've actually got a bit of ink everywhere I've gone. I've had some in France, America, obviously here, up in Cairns where I base myself. So, yeah, it's kind of like it tells a story.
Yeah.
So they all mean stuff.
What about the Wisp? Is he too late for a bit of ink?
Yes. I look at you and I feel like a butterfly tattoo just right on the rib cage would be a good look.
How big?
Maybe the size of a hamburger.
Okay, I might surprise Wendy with a tattoo for Valentine's Day. What about that?
It's a bit saggy, though, that hamburger. That butterfly.
It's like it's flying.
Sloppy sort of butterfly.
We're running out of time, but if everything goes smoothly and perfectly in the lead up to the Olympics, how does that look for you?
Well, it looks like I'll be in the best shape of my life, as you want to be, going into the Olympics, and it looks like gold.
Gold?
Mm-hmm.
Gold, gold, gold.
Absolutely. That's what the aim is, always.
Perfect.
We're coming up to our 7:30 news, then we'll have a few minutes after. Can you hang around for a couple of minutes
after? I can, absolutely.
I want to talk about your love of dogs as well.
Yeah, let's do it. I love that.
You got a couple of mongrels?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Fluff balls?
Yeah.
Yeah,
certainly do. Oh, okay, so Carla George is with us. She'll be playing for the Melbourne Boomers against the Canberra Capitals. Best of three, second semi-final starts Sunday?
Yes.
But she's also got, and once she wins the title for the Boomers, she's then got gold on her mind for the Chemist Warehouse Opals. So we'll have 7:30 news and Carla will stay with us for a couple of minutes after that. Thanks, Meredith. The latest in sport brought to you by Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz Berwick has exceptional demonstrator offers with 3 years complimentary scheduled servicing terms. Apply license 578. We've got Kayla George in the studio with us. She's going to be representing Australia. There's no question about that when we go over for the Olympics. And what about the response for Kayla off our speckled text?
Woohoo!
Do you want to become our basketball regular?
I'm here. I'll do it.
The Wisp reckons he's our... I have to bow to Wisp on basketball, but I need someone else, and you'd be fantastic.
I love basketball.
Anytime you need me, guys.
I'm not an expert, Kayla. I love basketball.
Good. I love that.
It's a refound love for a sport. That's what it is.
Oh,
and
good.
I watch a lot of it, and I enjoy it. I love watching the Opals play. But I think it's a great game.
It is.
I think it's a great game, basketball.
It is. And honestly, this is a bit random, but I swear I saw Kevin Durant the other day. Swear it.
I know you've been set up again. I'm not going to fall for it like he did with his skin. You got him on the skin.
For what?
Yeah, well, of course Kayla was set up with his
skin
about the detox. You took it seriously.
Here's a question for you, right? Who is Australia's greatest ever basketballer?
Lauren Jackson.
Bang. There you go.
Okay. Second best basketballer that Australia's ever produced.
Oh, second best. I'd probably have to say Andrew Gaze.
Okay. Lizzie Cambage and Lauren Jackson, how would you compare those two?
They're two completely different players. I think they're both in their prime the best in the world, absolutely. I think they both brought amazing versatility to the Opals. But, yeah, I don't think I can compare them in terms of who's better. I just think that they both bring something so different and something so important to the Opals. And, like I said, in their prime, the best player in the world.
Will Lizzie be the best player at the Olympic Games?
She has every chance to be, for sure. You know, with the right team around her and the right mindset going in, I think that she can be completely unstoppable.
Well, I'm reading some of the stuff here our researcher has done on you. Avo smash with pomegranate and peas on top. What's that?
Oh, last season I just enjoyed a bit of avo smash with pomegranate and peas on top.
That's an odd combination.
I haven't had that since last year. Honestly, you need to try it.
It's actually
the combination of the textures. It'll really get you going.
I want to know about your business too. Remy and Co. What's that?
Yeah, Remy and Coco. So I started it 3 years ago. So my sister does everything for me now because I travel too much. But it's just essentially soy candles and apparel. But I actually started another business before Christmas last year, KaylaGeorge.com, and it's just about mentoring young girls. And so they can, like, you know, spend one-on-one time with me and I can train them or just talk to them and help them with life stuff. So, like, coaching and mentor type vibes.
It's a great time. Like, it's for girls now with so much more positivity around girls' involvement in sport, the profile of women athletes in this country in particular. It is a great thing, isn't it?
It definitely is. And I feel like there was a real gap in the market. I don't know any other professional sports person that's I've got a program that's online and they can just interact with me for like 4 weeks and see me train like live and ask me questions in real time. So, that's been really exciting.
And is that what you'd want to do post your career? Do more of that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Among other things as well, but that's definitely something that I'm, looking at post career as well. I haven't even thought about the word retirement. I've just turned 30. But I definitely think I've got a good 6 or 7 years left in me. And I just, thinking about retirement, I guess that would be something that I would like to keep doing.
So KaylaGeorge.com.
KaylaGeorge.com, Kayla with a C.
Yes. And the other one,
Remy and Coco.com.au.
And what is that again?
So it's like candles. Soy candles. Mm. And
soy candle.
And stuff. Yeah.
What's a soy candle?
So just a candle that's made of soy wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I have
soy
mandals
candle.
Too.
You got what?
Mandals, man candles.
you're a star. You're a breath of fresh air. Our audience love you. We do too. So
thank you, guys.
We would love to have you in again.
Anytime.
And it'd be absolutely fantastic. And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sunday for the Boomers. We'll watch that with a renewed interest now. And hopefully we can chat again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Great.
Kayla George there joining us.